W5NOR. Repeater.
This is W5 Oscar United. QR Zinger. This is W5 Ocean United.
Hey, good evening there. Whiskey 5, Ocean United, Gordon. This is Peter, Alpha Golf 5, Delta Bravo.
AG5DB, is that right?
That's correct, Gordon, and we do bump into each other once in a while over by La Baguette when Salem and the gang is there. And haven't met and haven't chatted with you in a while, and I just happen to have the this rig here switched on and caught your little QR zinger there.
Is your name Peter?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, well, it's good to get in touch with you. I think I'm about 15 minutes trying to get the damn apartment. I got a handsmart, I think the microphone off has a speaker also. I don't know. Radio since Methuselah was first here as a freshman, over.
Okay, that dates back quite a bit. And, boy, your last sentence there, your audio popped right back up. So, not too sure what you did there, but keep doing it.
Hell, I don't know what I did. I don't have anything that works.
It's working just fine. Anyways, hope you had a good weekend. And it did get a little chilly.
I didn't get up in time to get the cold part. let's see. I didn't go to the baguette this morning. My wife alleged that it was way too cold.
Well, I will concur with Janet that it has been too cold mornings in a row, and I don't think you miss much. And unfortunately, my Saturday schedules have been a little busy the last couple of months, so we haven't really managed to pop by the La Baguette anytime this year, I think. Maybe only once. But other than that, just been busy with the kids and family and stuff like that. Been a bit on HF. Wish I had a little more time on that as well. So, back to you, W5OU, AG5DB.
Peter, I cannot remember what you do for work. What do you do?
I'm taking a break at the moment, but I'm more on the logistics side of stuff in the in the programming, in the information systems. At least that's what I've been doing for the last 8 years, inventory management software and stuff like that. But I have been taking a break and doing part-time contract and project work for about the last 2-3 years. Got a couple of family issues that I need to attend to and needed the time.
Roger, Dodger. Well, that's nice that you're able to not work a regular schedule when you have something that you need to contend with, too. Anyway, I don't work anymore. I guess you might accidentally say that I was too old. I'm not sure. I don't feel like I am, other than whenever I start working, I start thinking, what in the hell am I doing here?
Well, you know, if you just leave it one day at a time, some of the questions just go away after a while and just treat it like any other day. But yeah, I've got, I'm dealing with older parental health issues and stuff like that that required, you know, that the last couple of years required my attention. So, yeah, I'm thankful I'm able to sort of get a little more flexibility in that schedule. And I think I did mention before, but, you know, that also gives a little more time for the kids and family. And more importantly, sort of finally get into all this radio business here.
Yeah, that radiation business is good for you.
It is. A little too long in the waiting, and unfortunately, every time I try to get back into it, or in one way or another, it's at the bottom of the solar cycle.
You know, I haven't had much trouble with bottoms and tops of solar cycles. I just keep talking.
Fair enough. Yeah, I've got lazy with my. I'm still using wire antennas, not too high up, and it's only about. I think the top of my inverted V is just a little over, just a little under 20 feet, and running barefoot. But hey, it works for me now. But like I was just saying, yeah, it's. Or if I'm gonna. Drag on into HF talk, you know, say 2 years ago compared to 2 years ago, I'm not getting anywhere into Central Europe area or even further east of that, and recently even getting into, you know, Germany with my setup, it hasn't been that great compared to the last 2 years. But anyway, that's just my little complaints, but I like that. Just get on the air and talk. Still a lot of stateside contacts.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I stopped and figured it up the other day. Somebody was prodding me. Somebody I had talked to somewhere. I don't know where the hell they were. I can't remember. But I concluded that it was almost 65 years that I've been a ham.
Oh, wow. Okay. Dang. Then, well, in so many words, if you don't mind, I might have asked you before what ended up, or no, what got you to get your ticket 65 years ago?
Back before World War II started, I went to Sunday school at my mother's request, and the guy, yeah, the Sunday school teacher, his name was Elvis Corbin, and he was a ham already, not...
And this is AG5DB. Gordon, you dropped off after mentioning Elvis was a ham, but I presume that's what got it all started. Okay, Gordon, W5OU, I hope you probably unplugged the speaker mic there somewhere. This is AG5DB standing by. K5LD. That was a K5LD. This is a G5DB.
Well, I just heard you and Gordon there going at it. I thought he may like to hear this call sign once again.
Well, let's get Gordon. He was, I think if you heard the beginning, he had some sorting out to do within between all his microphones, and let's see if he gets back in here.